All right, here we go. $100 now, $200.
I went to my first firearms auction a few years ago. It was hosted by TJ Freegee, one of my good friends from high school, who is a champion auctioneer and one of the best in the business. In spite of objections from liberal legislators, I walked away with a .22 rifle and a few boxes of ammunition. And I had a great afternoon with my grandpa that I won't soon forget. If you've ever wondered what treasure you could find in an auction, visit FreegeeAuctioneers.com and take a look at their upcoming Central Indiana auction schedule. That's Freegee, F-R-E-I-J-E, Auctioneers.com. Visit FreegeeAuctioneers.com.
Hi, I'm TJ Freegee, owner and lead auctioneer at Freegee & Freegee Auctions and Marketing. I invite you to come see the power of live auctions. It's fast, it's fun, it's transparent, and it's the absolute best way to ensure you get fair market value for your asset today. Get results, go auction.
All your life, you've planned and taken care of the people you love. They always knew you had a plan. Taking care of your final wishes will give them one final gift. Buying your headstones direct through Thomas Monument saves your loved ones additional stress during a difficult time and saves money by cutting out the middleman. Call 317-244-6525 or go online to thomasmonument.com to understand why families have trusted us since 1962.
In this economy, folks are afraid to spend money. And who can blame them? Fortunately, Economy Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing experts know your HVAC and plumbing needs can't wait on Washington's spending problem. That's why Economy has partnered with Trane to provide 0% financing to Morgan and surrounding counties for up to 72 months. That's roughly 3 congressional terms. Don't let today's economy stop you from calling 317-831-5279 or visit economyheatingandair.com.
Wallace Construction is a family-owned business with 45 years' experience in asphalt, concrete, and seal coating. At Wallace Construction, our wide variety of experience and top-notch customer service have helped us build a strong reputation in Central Indiana. But we don't rest on that reputation. We build it, one job at a time. If you have an upcoming project, call us at 317-422-5356. That's Wallace Construction, 317-422-5356, and ask for Richard or Roger.
Are you struggling to find and keep people at your workplace? We've worked with thousands of organizations and individuals to develop the leadership skills needed to get engagement, increase productivity, increase quality, and retention. With over 100 years of experience in developing leaders and salespeople at all levels, maybe we can help you. Get your free consultation. We're Dale Carnegie Training. Visit us at DaleCarnegie.com to find an office near you.
Attention, you're listening to the Todd Huff Radio Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk radio. Be advised that the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. Here's your conservative, but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Hey, everybody, this is actually John Crane, who was invited by my good friend Todd to fill in the guest chair this morning here on the Todd Huff Show. I'm so excited to be with you. It's been a little while since I've had the opportunity to get behind the microphone here, and it's always good to be back. You know, it's interesting as we sit here in the studio that as we're coming to the end of this current year, 2023, it's always a time of reflection, at least for me. I don't know about you. When you think about a year end, or it's kind of like a new birthday or an anniversary, it's a time for reflection. You think about kind of where you've come from and then where you're going, this time of transition. And for me, as I look back on 2023, probably like many of you, there's some ups and some downs. We're here heading into the Christmas season, and that's always a good time of celebration, but I know for many people it's also a difficult time. And I'm going to share a little bit about where I've been and the journey that I've been on and our family's been on over this past year to kind of set up the stage for some key ideas that I want to share with you today. It was about a year ago that I had the opportunity to be out in New York with our family, my extended family, on my wife's side. We were visiting them, and so we didn't get a chance to visit with the Crane family. We kind of, maybe some of you do this, the alternating holidays, and as the rhythm was undertaken. We were found ourselves out in New York on Christmas and not here in Indiana. I didn't realize at the time that I wouldn't be able to spend Christmas with my father, and that would end up being the last Christmas that he was here. It was just a few weeks later. In fact, it was on January the 11th of this year, 2023, that he passed away on his 86th birthday, which was pretty amazing. Unfortunately, he was somebody who knew the Lord, and so I'm grateful that he's up in heaven. And when I got the news that he had passed away, I met it with kind of a mixed feeling. I was sad, obviously, that he was gone, but grateful that his pain and his dementia and all the gradual deterioration that had undertaken his body and mind was over, and he could be renewed in the way that we all hope for. But it causes me, as I think about this time of year, to reflect on where I was a year ago, and would I have done anything differently. On New Year's Day, our extended family got together down at the Crane Homestead here in Martinsville, Indiana. And as we were all hanging out, my wife went across the street to where my dad was there, and she was talking with him. And by the time I got across the street to catch up with her, she was in conversation with him. And we sat there for about 45 minutes and had a great conversation with him. What I didn't tell you is that for the last 10 years of his life, he suffered from gradually debilitating dementia. And so over those 45 minutes, we had a fantastic conversation. And to this day, I'm still not quite sure what all we talked about, because he was having some difficulty stringing his thoughts together. And as I sat there next to my wife and I was listening to him talk to us in the best way he could, I leaned over to her and I said, "This is simultaneously tragic and fascinating." Because as somebody who saw my dad in the prime of his life and knew that he was a man who had gone to medical school in the daytime and law school at night simultaneously, and even though he was a self-professed non-reader, he obviously had a very good mind, and he used it as a psychiatrist for over 50 years. And to watch that mind gradually succumb to the fallenness that is part of this world was sad, but it was also fascinating as I watched him have this conversation. And he had a great conversation. I don't know what he was saying, but he knew what he was saying, and that's the only thing that mattered. And I bring all that up simply to say that that was New Year's Day of 2023, and I didn't realize that about 10 days later, he would actually leave this earth. And that set in motion for me a series of thoughts that I want to share with you today. Not long after that, I had the opportunity to speak to a group of young middle school students, and we were talking about technology, but I'm not a techie guy, so I leave the techie stuff to the next generation. But I wanted to kind of talk big picture with these young people and help them think about something that maybe they hadn't thought about. And so as a part of that, I had a young man get up on stage with me, and I told him we were going to do an activity. And the activity was that I wanted him to volunteer to be blindfolded, and then I was going to give him a ping pong ball. And I had a red Solo cup, one of those plastic red Solo cups, and I was going to place it somewhere on the stage, and he had to try to put the ping pong ball in the cup blindfolded. And if he was able to do it, I was going to give him a crisp, new $100 bill. Well, this being Christmas season, I know we could all probably use an extra $100 bill, but if you're a middle school student, $100 feels like $1,000. And so when I pulled that $100 bill out of my wallet, all the middle school students gasped and wished that they had been the one that had bravely volunteered for this. And so I told him he only had a minute to do it. I set my timer. Told him the instructions, he agreed to do it, and in that time, he managed to actually find the cup, put the ping pong ball in there, blindfolded. Once we took the blindfold off, we began to have the real conversation, and I said to him and to all of them, obviously money is a very, very valuable asset. It's something that we all spend hours, days, months, and literally years of our lives trying to accumulate, and we certainly spend a fair amount of it every day, every year. But there's something that's even more valuable than money. It's that asset that if we spend it, we never get it back. As I told them, I said, if I spend $100 or if I give you $100, I can go work very hard and regain that $100 that I have given away. But there's something else that I can never regain no matter how hard I work. And that is the gift of time. And that's how I felt when I think about my dad and his life. I think about where we are a year later. Time spent. Time that we spend every single day, every second turns into minutes, turns into hours, turns into days, months, and years. And time is always moving. And so the question that I pose to them, and it's the question that I want to put to us today, is what are we doing with the time that we have? What have we done with the time that we've had this past year? As I think back onto the times that I had with my dad, even in the last 10 years of his life when he wasn't even quite sure who I was anymore, and just trying to show him that we loved him and that we were trying to take care of him even as his physical body deteriorated and he needed more physical help getting through the day-to-day activities that were required. And just being with him, even if we couldn't have a coherent conversation, just being present. Not to mention time that we spend with friends, time that we spend at the office, time that we spend in ministry at our churches or in other nonprofit organizations that we might be involved in. What about the time that we spend focused on politics? I know with this particular radio show, we spend a lot of time talking about what's happening politically. And all of those things are so very important. They really are. But also, if we're going to be honest, if we were to look back on this past year and ask ourselves, okay, if time matters, not only where was I spending my time, but how much of my time was I actually wasting? And if I'm going to be honest, I probably was wasting more time than I should have in certain things. I've been known to binge great TV shows on Netflix from time to time, and then I come back to reality after 10 episodes and go, wow, where did the time go? And was that the best use of my time? But for all of us, time is always moving. And as we think about the end of this year and look into the next year, that's the question. What have we done with the time that we've had? Maybe you're like me, and there's certain things that have happened over this past year that were difficult. I've had other things that have been difficult as well. But there's also been some things that have been very, very positive and good developments that have taken place in my life personally or professionally. There have been new relationships, new births. We just added a new little crane to the crane clan. And so I haven't even had the chance to meet this new little buddy yet, but I'm looking forward to it and saying welcome to the world. So there's always the ups and downs of the time that we have. The question is, are we reacting to that time or are we proactive in terms of how we are using the time that we have? For many of us, if we're working, it feels like, man, I've just got to keep the grind, right? I got to show up Monday morning, 8 o'clock, work till 5, put in the time, get the paycheck, get to Friday, thank God it's Friday, hit the weekend, get through the weekend, and then hit the ground running Monday morning again. And so we spend a lot of time at work. And we might enjoy our work. Sometimes we might feel like it's a drag. That's just the nature of life. But my challenge for us as we begin into this conversation is to really push ourselves to think about the time that we're using and how we're using it. How are we being intentional with the choices that we make and the time that we spend? So there's a lot more that we want to get into today, but we have to get to a commercial break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the Todd Huff Show.
We're looking for a few more advertisers in Indy. If you're interested in learning more about this unique opportunity, visit advertise.toddhuffshow.com or text the word advertise to 317-210-2830 today. But hurry, space is limited and won't last long.
My friends, uncertainty is everywhere. The bond market crash that started in October is bigger than the dot-com bubble, the 08 financial crisis, and even the Great Depression. Bond market crashes came before each of these broader economic crises and recessions. Discover wealth protection with gold and precious metals. Call Harvard Gold Group now. They are America's premier conservative gold company, BBB approved, and carry 5-star ratings. Enjoy the lowest price guarantee whether you're seeking gold delivered directly to you or a precious metals retirement account. And don't miss their exclusive free metals match deal. Ask today. Call for a free, easy-to-understand precious metals guide, 844-977-GOLD, or go online to harvardgoldgroup.com. Discover wealth protection with gold and precious metals. Call Harvard Gold Group now. An underperforming sales team can wreak havoc on your business. But what if the solution isn't finding the right people, but is helping your people become the right people? My friends at Sales Arbiter provide hands-on coaching and training designed to help your current sales team achieve success. They've helped our team immensely, and I think they can help your team too. If your sales team is struggling to grow in this competitive business environment, visit our friends at salesarbiter.com today.
Enjoy meals today at last year's food prices. With food that stores for 25 years, you can buy today and eat years from now at today's prices. Explore our wide variety of food options, including vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, and meat-based diets. At foodstorageguys.com, you can protect your family from food shortages and high inflation. Enter the code TODD on orders over $200 to receive a free, high-quality Mora survival knife. Go to foodstorageguys.com.
This holiday season, give the gift of flavor with Wild Oasis Bison. Treat your loved ones to the finest grass-fed, grass-finished bison cuts, showcasing the purity of the wild. Our ethical practices mean no hormones, antibiotics, or steroids, just good, clean meat. Visit WildOasisBison.com and use code TODD for an exclusive 15% off your first order. Our bison jerky is a perfect stocking stuffer for Christmas. Wild Oasis Bison, because exceptional meals start with exceptional meat.
My friends, are you searching for a reliable source to access ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19? Look no further than All Family Pharmacy. All Family Pharmacy works with doctors all over the country to help get access to medications normal pharmacies don't or are unwilling to dispense, including but not limited to ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, semaglutide for weight loss, and many other medications. At All Family Pharmacy, they understand your concerns. Their experienced doctors prescribe ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and they ensure secure, discreet dispensing and shipping. My friends, you can put your trust in them. At All Family Pharmacy, they prioritize your safety and confidentiality. Visit All Family Pharmacy online at allfamilypharma.com or call them at 561-717-6974.
Wondering how to align your faith, family, and finances? You simply have to set yourself or your organization on the right track. America's Christian Credit Union can help you there. Banking with a credit union not only helps steward your resources biblically and responsibly, but also works toward ministry expansion. ACCU is your faith-based banking option. Head to americaschristiancu.com/radio to see exclusive incentives for our listeners.
Hey, this is John Crane on the Todd Huff Show. We've been having a conversation about one of the greatest assets that all of us have been given, and that is the gift of time. I don't know if you ever think about that as a gift, but it certainly is, that God put us here on the planet for a reason, and he's got some things set out in front of us, and the question becomes, how do we use the time that we have? I was sharing a story about this past year and reflecting on some of the things that have happened to me this past year, probably one of the most significant of which was losing my dad on his 86th birthday back in January, early January of 2023. And as we come up on the one-year anniversary of that, I'm finding myself to be very reflective of where I was a year ago and what I've been doing since. And again, maybe you're somebody like that who takes some time to really process life transitions. I know sometimes we get so busy that it's difficult to carve out some of that time to process life transitions, but I know also that when I have been intentional about doing that, I can position myself to be more proactive in how I approach the life that I live. One of the things that also happened this year that we didn't fully anticipate, my dad in his final years had been living with my mom. She'd been his primary caregiver. She was a nurse by profession. In fact, they both met in Vietnam. They were both Vietnam veterans and were stationed over in Cu Chi in Vietnam. He was with the 25th Infantry Division as the division psychiatrist, and she was a nurse with the 12th Evacuation Hospital. And so they would often describe their coming together as MASH in real life. And so they had been married almost 54 years when he passed away. They were about a week short of 54 years, which is pretty amazing. And so she had been his primary caregiver, and she's 80 years old. And not about maybe 3 or 4 months after he passed away, she took a fall. And that fall turned into falling down about 3 more times within a 24-hour period. And we recognized that there was a serious problem. And long story short, that ended up putting her in the hospital for some unexpected back surgery and a long recovery process that she is still in. She had lost all feeling and movement in her left leg. And so as somebody who was always on the go and back in the heyday would put about 50,000 miles a year on the car, she had finds herself in a new season. And it's been a very interesting and oftentimes difficult, if we're going to be honest, a difficult season of being forced, really, to slow down and in some ways almost completely stop when this health situation came up. And so for her, it's been a real adjustment. She's been one who has a servant's heart and a real kind of a forward-focused on-mission mindset, always trying to find different people that she can help, and very involved in her church and very involved in the community, and of course, for all those years, taking care of my dad during his final years. And then all of a sudden, her radius became basically her bedroom, her bathroom, her living room, and her kitchen. And she went from having a very wide radius to a very small radius. And that's presented some challenges. And we as a family have been there to support her and help her get to doctor's appointments and all the different things that she needs to do. But it has changed the dynamic considerably. And for her in particular, it has forced her to do some reevaluation. And that can be very hard sometimes. It can be somewhat painful sometimes. But we also know that God is good, and God has kept my mom right in the palm of his hand and teaching her all the different things that she's needed to learn. One of those is one of the same things that we all need to learn. And I guess there's a couple things I would say. One is we tend to go so fast sometimes that we don't take the time to slow down, to reflect, to spend time even in quiet contemplation with God, spend time in the Bible and reflecting on some of the deeper things of life, because life is so busy. I happen to be married and have 4 growing children who are in their early 20s and late teens. And so we have a very, very busy house. And so I know of which I speak. This idea of just going and going and going and going and going and just trying to catch your breath, trying to slow down and make a point of reflection. So that's one thing, and that's always a challenge to me. It's a challenge, I think, for all of us. The other thing that's been a real challenge for her is trying to focus on the good, finding the good in every single day. I find it interesting, and of course, in politics, we see this all the time. I serve as a senator here in Indiana, and so I see it and I experience it all the time, and that is all the negatives, all the criticisms, all the ways that things aren't going the way we think they should go, or all of our political leaders aren't quite measuring up to what we had in our minds when they were campaigning for our vote. And then we took a risk on them at the ballot box and put them in office. And then, of course, being human, we politicians all came up short in a variety of ways. And there's many vocal people who are more than happy to let us know that. But the point is, it's easy for us many times to focus on the negative, focus on the bad things, focus on what my dad used to always call the black dot on the white piece of paper. That there are many good things that are happening in our lives, but just like a black dot on a white piece of paper, the question is that a black dot on a white piece of paper, or is that actually a black piece of paper covered with a whole bunch of white dots? And so it's easy to kind of look past all the good things that we have going because the negatives tend to kind of stand out in some way or another. And so for my mom, she was having to really go through a growth process, right, at 80 years old. And she would be the first to tell you that God has never done teaching us things that we need to learn. And for her, one of the things that she started doing is she created what she calls a blessings book. And a blessings book is just her little attempt to kind of journal each and every day or at the end of each day some of the blessings that showed up that day. And for her, it could be something as large as we had a good visit with the doctor who gave us a much better than expected prognosis for recovery. Or it could be something as small as I made it into the bathroom without tripping, which seems very small, and it is. But in her world, if she falls, that's going to complicate what is already a difficult journey back to full independence. And so big and small, she writes down her blessings. If she gets a special phone call from a friend or a family member that has blessed her in some way, well, that goes into the blessing book. And on occasion, I will have interacted with her in some way, and I will have said or done something, and she says, well, that's going into my blessing book. I say, okay, Mom, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. But it reminded me, too, how often do I sit back and actually look for the good in life? And I'll be the first to tell you, it is so much easier for me to see the negative, to see where my wife didn't do this or didn't do that, to see where my kids forgot to do this or do that, to see where the political world is not moving the way I think it should be, even as somebody who's in the middle of it, to see where my team messed up and let the victory slip from their grasp, or my pastor didn't quite say the sermon exactly the way I think he should have said it, or the worship team didn't play the right songs that I think they should have played, on and on and on and on, whatever that might be. So it's easy for me to focus on the negatives, and I think that tends to be a little bit of our human condition sometimes. But what if we flipped it? What if we got intentional about looking for the blessings, looking for the good, starting our own blessings book because we want to be intentional with how we focus our time and attention? That's a challenge for me, and it's a challenge that I want to put out there for all of us. So we have to take another commercial break, but we will be right back, and we will pick up this conversation. It's John Crane here with you on the Todd Huff Show. We'll see you in just a minute.
Public health experts agree that listening to the Todd Huff Show will help stop the spread of wokeism. Go to ToddHuffShow.com or wherever you listen to podcasts to listen for 15 days and help stop the spread.
Attention grandparents, your grandchildren are growing up in a world that has values and a culture that are very different than the times you've experienced. To meet the needs of this ever-changing world, MLCTI has created Grand Coaching to help grandparents instill godly values in grandchildren that will last a lifetime. Endorsed by Josh McDowell, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, and Dr. Gene Getz, you can sign up by visiting grandcoaching.org and use promo code Todd. That's www.grandcoaching.org, promo code Todd.
Is it time to show your furnace some love? We've been bringing the heat since 2006. Contact the Heroes of Heat at Marshall Mechanical Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer in Johnson County. Marshall offers affordable furnace repair and installation, plus convenient financing options are available. Schedule your furnace service with our knowledgeable and friendly technicians at callthemarshallnow.com. Financing is subject to credit approval. Contact us for details. Again, that's callthemarshallnow.com.
With the holidays approaching, iCreate Art Box makes the perfect gift. Their holiday collection includes an advent calendar box and ornament and holiday card making art boxes. Add a nativity scene and other holiday art kits for a creative activity. Each box includes instructions, art supplies, and videos. Visit iCreateArtBox.com and enter code Todd at checkout for 10% off your order, plus a free gift and free shipping.
Do you know about Get the Tea? You should. Since 2007, they've provided customers with exclusive herbal cleansing teas and supplements, such as their Life Change Tea, a 12-ingredient cleansing digestive aid. All products are crafted with the highest quality ingredients, and you won't find them in stores. Head to GetTheTea.com and use the code HUFF at checkout to get 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Get the cleansing tea.
At Mercantile Mountain, we're more than just a store. We are inspired by the great outdoors to embrace a healthy, happy, and whole life. Our quality products are handpicked to promote a balanced lifestyle through nutrition, fitness, travel, and spiritual well-being. From outdoor gear, activewear, women's fashion and accessories, Bibles and devotionals, vitamins, pet supplies, jackets, shoes, and so much more. Our one-stop shop has it all. Mercantile Mountain connects freedom-loving Americans to high-quality USA-based suppliers. Proudly God-fearing with traditional values, our mission is to help people discover their God-given purpose and passion for life, and help consumers put purpose behind their purchases. Enjoy free shipping on all orders. And if you have any questions, our American-based help desk will be happy to help you. Visit our website at mercantilemountain.com and use code TODD to save 10% on your purchase. That's mercantilemountain.com to start your journey today.
My mom doesn't buy from big box stores. She says the products sent to America from overseas are overpriced and full of junk that is harmful to me. Instead, she shops for American-made products that are healthier, safer, and better quality. They get delivered to our door. And guess what? She even saves money. Oh, I forgot. My dad gets his beef here, too. ShopForAmericanMade.com makes this possible. Check them out at shop4AmericanMade.com.
Hey, this is John Crane here with you on the Todd Huff Radio Show. It's so good to be in studio today, and a big thank you to my friend Todd for the opportunity to get behind the mic and share a couple things that have been on my mind and heart. We've been talking about this idea of time and how we spend our time, and that time is the one asset that no matter how hard we work, we can never get it back. And we've also been talking a little bit about where our time and our focus tends to be. I've been sharing a little bit about my family journey over this past year, particularly with my dad, who passed away in January at the age of 86 after a long, full life, and also my mom, who is 80 this year and is having some pretty significant health issues that have really debilitated her independence and made it difficult for her to walk. She's making a recovery, but it's a lot of nerve damage in her back that is just requiring months and, we're told, maybe years for her to finally get back on her feet. So every little step of progress is a big milestone in this journey, but everyone has had to readjust their expectations. And as we said right before the break, one of the things that my mom is kind of focused on is this idea of looking for the blessings every single day. And God is teaching her a variety of things. And one of the things that she has done is she has created what she calls a blessing book, which is looking for ways to record the big and the small blessings that God provides her each and every day so that she can continue to reflect on that, stay positive, stay forward focused. And it's a good reminder for all of us of where our focus should be. The other thing, too, that's been a big part of my journey this year is, in addition to being a senator here in Indiana, I also spend a lot of time in leadership development and investing in leaders, both emerging leaders and established leaders, and trying to help them get better at being their best in whatever capacity they are leading. And we put together a leadership library. It's a series of leadership videos of different leadership conversations. And one of the ones that we put together was this idea of leading towards your legacy. And so one of the things that I have shared with different people, and it feels a little morbid when you walk through it, but it really isn't. As far as I'm concerned, it's not. I think it's intended to try to help us think big picture, is I have a worksheet, hand that out to whoever is in the workshop or the teaching session, and have them put down on that sheet. We have kind of a tombstone that's illustrated there, and have them write down a short epitaph. What do you want people to say about you when you are no longer here? What are the kinds of things that you would want to be described about you? And of course, if we think about that, none of us ever thinks of all the negatives, right? He wasn't funny. He was a jerk. He was always late. You know, like, we never hear about any of that at somebody's funeral. In fact, even when I've been at funerals where it's obvious that this person had much more to offer the world than what they might have offered the world, we still try our very, very best to give a positive spin on the person that we are talking about, because we want to honor that person. But on the whole, we certainly want to, with our obituaries and our eulogies and our epitaphs, to be reflected as positively as possible. And so I take people through this process and have them write down either a few words and phrases that they would love to see on their tombstone as part of their epitaph, or a few words and phrases or ideas that they might want to see as part of their eulogy. And I don't know about you, but have you ever thought about that? I've taken a few minutes from time to time to think big picture and try to visualize what will it be like after my last day, when everyone is standing graveside and John Crane has been laid to rest. What will people say? And I hope that they will say positive things, right? We all do. But it begs the question, what do we want people to say about us when we are no longer here? Which to me invites the important next question, which is, what am I doing today to be the kind of person that I want to be described as at my funeral? What are the kinds of things that I'm doing? How am I treating people? What am I involved in? Where is my focus? Who am I serving? What am I accomplishing? All of these things. What are the kinds of things that I'm saying and doing? Who am I being to be the kind of person that I would want described at my funeral? For example, I remember one person saying, well, he was a friend. Okay, that's a good quality. I think we all need friends, and we need good friends. So what are we doing today to be the kind of friend that would be described at our own funeral, as somebody who might be described as he or she was a very good friend? For those who are part of the Christian faith, it's often, you know, he was a Christian, or he was a child of God. Okay, what am I doing today to demonstrate that I really take my faith seriously and that I'm trying to genuinely live out my faith with other people? He was a servant leader. What am I doing today to be the kind of servant leader that would be described at my funeral? I don't know if you've ever thought about that, but I want to encourage all of us to take a second and think about, how do I want people to describe me? Because I will not be described that way at the end of my life if I am not taking the necessary steps each day to be or to become that kind of person. And that's what it means to lead towards your legacy. I think it's critically important for all of us to be investing in people. That's what it's all about at the end of the day, right? the golden rule, treating people the way we want to be treated. Loving the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Loving our neighbor as ourselves. Those both have to do with relationship, our vertical relationship with God, our horizontal relationship with others. And the whole point of loving people is so that they can learn to love God and love people. At the end of the day, the place that we need to invest our time is in people and making sure that we can do everything that we are able to have a positive impact with them. Well, there's more to say, but we have to take a commercial break, so we will be right back on the Todd Huff Radio Show. We'll see you in a minute.
Join in today's discussion by sharing your thoughts, questions, opinions, and feedback, along with the appropriate amount of adoration and praise, by texting or calling 317-210-2830.
My friends, I've struggled with insomnia for years. One thing I've learned is that nothing will make you appreciate a good night's sleep more than a bad night's sleep. That's why my family and I are grateful to be sleeping on pillows from our friends at MyPillow. Our son likes that it's a poofy pillow that never gets hot. Our oldest daughter likes that she doesn't need two pillows to sleep anymore. And our youngest daughter likes that it's comfy and better than her old pillow. But they've got much more to offer than just pillows, my friends. In fact, my wife raves about the fantastic quality of our MyPillow towels and our really soft, comfortable MyPillow sheets. And not to be left out, Echo and Tango love sleeping on their MyPillow dog bed too. Visit MyPillow.com to shop their wide variety of products and use promo code Todd to save as much as 80%. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Todd. Do you remember the spike in premiums when insurance companies refused to participate in Obamacare? Well, it's about to happen again. ISIL Health guarantees low premiums and serious coverage that cannot be canceled. If you're uninsured on Obamacare or on COBRA, now is the time to look for a better option. Let's ensure your family is protected. Head to iSellHealth.com or call 888-448-5370 to find help now.
Are you a homeowner looking to transform your living space?
Look no further than Unique Home Solutions.
Their expert team specializes in replacement windows, doors, roofs, gutters with toppers, soffit, fascia, siding, and even bathroom remodels.
At Unique Home Solutions, their clients aren't just customers, they're family.
They approach every project as if it were their own home.
For a free consultation, call or text 765-749-6789.
Unique Home Solutions, where quality meets family.
With the holidays approaching, iCreate ArtBox makes the perfect gift. Their holiday collection includes an advent calendar box and ornament and holiday card making art boxes. Add a nativity scene and other holiday art kits for a creative activity. Each box includes instructions, art supplies, and videos. Visit iCreateArtBox.com and enter code Todd at checkout for 10% off your order plus a free gift and free shipping.
Patriotic doesn't have to mean drab. Your style can be as free as your country when you shop at Fabulous Knits. Confidence and freedom go hand in hand. We help women achieve both through unique, powerful fashion at great prices. If you want to help take us back to American values and look fabulous while doing it, head to fabknits.com and use promo code TH15 to get 15% off.
Hey Hoosiers, abortion took center stage again after Roe v. Wade was overturned, but they're missing the point. They're ignoring love. There's a lot of it in Indiana, and together we can protect pregnant mothers and their children. Who do you fight for? The mom or her unborn child? We can love them both. Visit www.rtlindy.org. Or email life@rtlindy.org today to learn how you can fight for life.
Hey, we're back on the Todd Huff Radio Show. I'm John Crane filling in for the great Todd Huff, and it's great to be with you all today. We've been talking about this idea of reflecting on the end of the year and looking ahead to the new year and how are we spending our time, what kind of legacy are we wanting to leave, those kinds of things. And I was just talking before the break about this idea of what will be said about any of us at our funeral, what would we want people to say about us at our funeral, and how are we living each day to become the kind of person that we would want described at our own funeral. And again, it seems a little bit morbid because we don't like the idea of speaking about death. It reminds us that death is awaiting us all. But in at least in my mind, when I reflect on those kinds of things, the hope is that it gives me a renewed sense of urgency, a renewed sense of intentionality in terms of how am I using the time that I've been given and where am I investing that time. And as we mentioned right before the break, one of the most important things we can be doing is investing in people. There are a whole variety of people that are within each of our spheres of influence, and many of us have different spheres of influence. Some are bigger, some are smaller. Some of us in politics, you know, if with certain titles and things like that, as a senator, I have a certain sphere of influence that's bigger than some others and smaller than others. The question is, what is the sphere of influence that God has given each one of us, and what are we doing within that sphere of influence to have a positive impact with everybody that God may bring across our paths? Well, it brings up to me this other question that we have to wrestle with, and that is, what if we aren't quite living the way we would want to be living? What if there are some changes that we want to try to make? And of course, my hope is that all of us are trying to learn and grow and change for the better every year, to overcome some of the things that are holding us back or to implement new disciplines. You know, there's always this common rush right after the Christmas season when we've been gorging on festive holiday treats, and January 1 rolls around and we're gorging because it's New Year's Day, and then January the 2nd rolls around and it's like we wake up with from our food coma and we have this health hangover and we're going, oh no. And of course, anybody that owns a gym sees the gym membership skyrocket in January. Everybody, all of us get back on the treadmill and renew our effort to be a better person and all that, get ourselves in tip-top shape. And there's a small percentage of us that stay the course. Most of us, the activity tapers off mid-February and we get back to our old habits. And so I think it's good for all of us to continue to try to stay focused and try to figure out, okay, what are some of the things that I need to be doing to be the kind of person that people would describe at the end of my life? There's a great book that has been making the rounds for quite a while. It's called Atomic Habits by James Clear. And I don't know how many of you have attended or been a part of the Global Leadership Summit. James Clear was one of the speakers this year back in August. And so I'd been aware of this book and decided that I better break down and get it because I'd heard such great things about it. And it's been fantastic. I would highly recommend it to everyone. The whole idea is that tiny changes can make remarkable results. And the subtitle on this is, it's an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. Well, one of the things that he says in this book on page 38 is this line that really got my attention. He said, every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become. And his point being, in the small actions that we take, whether they're good actions or not good actions, then we become more and more like the person that is the result of the actions that we take. So if we say, for example, if I say, you know, I really need to probably lose that holiday 12 pounds that I gained, and come January the 2nd, I'm not willing to put my tennis shoes on and put my sweats on and go to the gym, then I'm going to continue to stay overweight and out of shape and not be the kind of healthy person that I should be. But on the other hand, if I take that small step of actually putting my shoes on, actually getting in the car, driving to the gym, getting out of the car, walking in and actually climbing on the treadmill or the elliptical or whatever it might be, then that action is one vote getting me closer to the kind of person that I wish to be. If I'm somebody that says, hey, I really want to grow in my faith, and yet I don't really take the time to even crack the Bible for 5 minutes a week, let alone 5 minutes a day, then I'm not going to become the kind of person that I say I want to be. If I'm a person who says, hey, I really need to be more involved in the political process, but I'm not willing to get myself informed on what the issues are or even who my elected officials are, where I need to go to get more information about both, then I can say I should be more involved in the political process, but my actions might reflect a different priority scheme. As I often tell our kids, don't tell me, show me. And it's easy for me to say that as a dad to my kids. It's tougher for me to say that as a human being to myself on some of the things that I certainly need to work on. Highly recommend. So for all of us, it's been fantastic. Challenges to is it that we want the hot cost of vision for your life? I mean, really, for those of us who are in business, and oftentimes you'll get the whole team together and we'll craft up a mission statement or a vision statement. And we work on it and we nuance it and we ideate and try to figure out what exactly we're about so that we can put that in a plaque and hang that on the wall in a visible location so it can keep us forward focused. But have we ever done that with our own lives? Who is the kind of person that I want to become exactly? And really map that out as a goal for where I'm trying to go. Because once I've determined the goal, then I can begin to put the strategy together to be that kind of person. I can begin to take those tiny steps that I need to take to be the kind of person that I wish to become. Because remember, every action we take is a vote for the type of person that we wish to become. And that's both a challenge and an opportunity. And it's one that all of us, if you're like me, you probably have to wrestle with every single day. Okay, what am I going to do today? How am I going to be a little bit better today than I've been in the past? That's what it's all about. So we got to take one more final break, and then we'll be back here on the Todd Huff Radio Show to round out the show for today. We'll see you in a minute.
Did you know that there are new episodes of the Todd Huff Show each weekday? It's true. And it's fantastic. Go to ToddHuffShow.com or wherever you listen to podcasts to see what you've been missing.
Do you remember the spike in premiums when insurance companies refused to participate in Obamacare? Well, it's about to happen again. ISIL Health guarantees low premiums and serious coverage that cannot be canceled. If you're uninsured on Obamacare or on COBRA, now is the time to look for a better option. Let's ensure your family is protected. Head to iSellHealth.com or call 888-448-5370 to find help now. Bum Rolls are premium yet sustainable 100% recycled toilet paper, my friends. Bum Rolls are made in the good old US of A with US and North American materials. And Bum Roll plants a tree for every box sold in America. Bum Roll is free from chlorine, it's free from PBA, it's septic safe, and it's free of plastic wrap. Join Bum Roll in supporting American jobs and a greener planet. Visit joinbumroll.com and use code HUFF to save $3 off your first shipment.
We talk about wearing your heart on your sleeve, but what about your faith? Check out Gravies.shop and you'll find unique jewelry that serves as daily encouragement for the women of faith in your life. A portion of all proceeds go to Operation Underground Railroad to help combat sex trafficking. Go to Gravies.shop. Get 20% off the entire website through the month of November with code TODD. Go to Gravies.shop.
How can you safeguard against economic insecurity in these trying times? Heirloom seeds. You only have to plant once and then gather the seeds from the harvest for future planting. Arc Seed Kits provides the seeds plus instructions on how to grow and then save more seeds so you can just keep growing. To place an order, go to arcseedkits.com and use the discount code TODD to receive 10% off your order.
My friends, are you searching for a reliable source to access ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19? Look no further than All Family Pharmacy. All Family Pharmacy works with doctors all over the country to help get access to medications normal pharmacies don't or are unwilling to dispense, including but not limited to ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, semaglutide for weight loss, and many other medications. At All Family Pharmacy, they understand your concerns. Their experienced doctors prescribe ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and they ensure secure, discreet dispensing and shipping. My friends, you can put your trust in them. At All Family Pharmacy, they prioritize your safety and confidentiality. Visit All Family Pharmacy online at allfamilypharma.com or call them at 561-717-6974.
Enjoy meals today at last year's food prices. With food that stores for 25 years, you can buy today and eat years from now at today's prices. Explore our wide variety of food options, including vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, and meat-based diets. At foodstorageguys.com, you can protect your family from food shortages and high inflation. Enter the code TODD on orders over $200 to receive a free, high-quality Mora survival knife. Go to foodstorageguys.com.
Hey, this is John Crane here on the Todd Huff Radio Show. We've been having a great conversation about the idea of leading towards our legacy. And what are we doing today to be the kind of person that people would describe at our funeral? What are we doing and what actions are we taking to become the kind of person that we wish to become? Remember at the opening of the show, I talked about the gift of time. And I would be remiss during this Christmas season to also describe one of the other greatest gifts that we've been given as human beings. Imagine in the competing world of wannabe influencers down through history that you were able to create a leadership movement that reached over 2.6 billion people in 2023 alone. Well, that's just a portion of the impact that Jesus Christ has had on the history of the world. Since his unassuming arrival in that lowly manger over 2,000 years ago. And while there are many people who are skeptical about the reality of Jesus, I would say that our intellectual curiosity demands that the sheer scope of his influence cannot be so easily dismissed. It requires legitimate investigation for those of us who are serious seekers. I've been on that journey in an attempt to follow the evidence where it leads, and I firmly believe that the reality of Christ coming to earth and as the sign of the hope that God has for each of us is truly the greatest gift that could be ever given to humanity. For, as 2 Peter says in chapter 3, verse 9, God is not wanting any of us to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. And so let us not forget this greatest gift of eternal salvation that was given by history's greatest influencer. The key for us is simply to accept this gift, to accept the gift of time that God's given us, to accept the ability to be able to make a difference. And so it's been my absolute pleasure to be with you today, to be able to spend this time with you, to be able to raise a couple issues that hopefully give you something to think about as you end out 2023 and as we all look forward to 2024. We'll see you again soon. This has been John Crane on the Todd Huff Radio Show.
Did you know that over 20,000 chimney fires are reported annually? That's not counting chimney fires that go unreported. Routine maintenance and sweeping can be overlooked by homeowners, but maintaining a chimney is far cheaper than repairing one. Routine maintenance and sweeping can be overlooked by homeowners, but maintaining a chimney is far cheaper than repairing one. Luckily, Smalling Masonry has a team of certified professionals that build and maintain chimneys from the ground up. They know what to look for in all those soot-filled nooks and crannies. Visit SmallingMasonry.com, that's SmallingMasonry.com, or call 317-903-8121.
At Greg Hubler Auto Group, every day is a great day to buy a vehicle because every day we make sure you get the lowest price possible. And with every vehicle, you get the Greg Hubler promise. That includes scheduled maintenance, complimentary roadside assistance, service pickup and drop-off, and a car wash with every service visit. Shop a wide variety of new and used Ford, Hyundai, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC models across our four central Indiana locations. Visit GregHublerAuto.com to learn more. Promise kept.